Ama mıxan bir. Ama mıxan bir. Gerçi hakanu maşa tarih eylev yasem ipiniz da seynu ve şaveşe ha? Matsanu yichir ha lukim belev şalem şorşa ve yisoda. Şuhu aşar harishon yisharei hatorah. ובייחוד ייפרד המאמין מן הכופר והוא ראש המיתוס הדוס ומי שנוטו ממנו לא ייתוכן לו מייסה ולא סיסקיים לו אמונו ובני זה היה תחיל הסדר בה הלוקם אלינו על הרסינה אנוכי השם לוקח לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים והסיבנו אחר כך על ידי נביאו באומרו שבע ישראל השם לכן השם אחד. So even though in the minyan mitzvah, let's not say in the Rambam's minyan mitzvah, so Anochi is one mitzvah of Tariyag. Yichud Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the second mitzvah in the Minyan Taryag. But what the Chovas HaVavos is explaining is you can't isolate that mitzvah. It's the Ikar Shehakol Toliba. Everything else that a person does depends upon that. Everything we do, every other mitzvah we do is an act of avodah. It's an act of avodah Hashem. If the correct emunah / yediyah is missing, Rachmanu Litzlan, is deficient, Rachmanu Litzlan, so then that negates everything you do. And that's what it means. Lo yitachin lo maisa v'lo siskayim lo emunah. That there is, if you pull the foundation out from the building, so it doesn't matter, you know, how well you build all the other stories of the building. Tzarech Shetovin, says the Chovas HaVavos, HaParik HaZeh Shoshma Yisrael Ad Sofo, V'sir'eh, Heich Netku Bo Dvar Me'inyan Le'inyan, you'll see the progression, how it unfolds. V'kol al Asor Inyonim K'neged Aseres HaDibros. The asara that the Chovas HaVavos is going to identify in the parasha of Shema Yisrael don't correspond to the asaras hadibros, if it's the way Rashi quotes from Chazal. You know, that the Parshas Kedoshim, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, you have the mitzvahs aligned with Aseres HaDibros. Ish Yimo V'Ov Tiro aligns with Kavod Es Avicha Ve'Asi Mecha. Shabsos HaTishmeru aligns with Zoch Zem Shavz Dekatsha. The Aseres Dvarim that the Chovas HaVavos is going to identify in the Parsha of Shema don't at all align in that respect. There's no Ben Adam Haveru that he's going to identify in the Parsha of Shema. So the Parsha says is that the primary, maybe even exclusive, correspondence that the Chavos HaLevavos is referring to is the number 10. And that when a parsha is this is fundamental, it's reflected in the fact that it operates with the number 10. What does that mean? So we think of the fact that you know, when you learn math, that we operate with you know, base 10, that's a convention. You know, really, you could have had a digit, the same way there's a digit that connotes 7, 8, or 9. So you could have made another squiggle. You know, there's enough squiggles left, enough possible squiggles left. You could have had another shape, which would mean 10. And then the way you would have expressed 11 would be 10. Have I confused it yet, or should I keep going? Right? But that's not the way math works, right? Once you get to 9, so then you don't have a separate symbol for 10, but it's rather you put the 1 in the next column. In the tens column. But that's not a convention. And another way of saying it, you know, the reason that it's a universal convention is because that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with base 10. It's not, it wasn't a human convention that... So for that reason, 10 then signifies completion, right? The fact that you don't have a separate symbol for 10, but now it becomes 10, as opposed to having, I mean, 8 is not 10. It's not that the symbols only go up to 7 and then it's 10. So 10 then represents completion. That 1 through 9 you're still doing with scattered single instances, iterations, etc. And once you get to 10, so now you have a complete group. And for that reason, given again that, and why is it that way? I don't know. That's why that it's 10. That expresses it. It's not why, it's what. The 10 expresses that completeness. And that's what the Chavos HaLevavos L'Chaver is saying, is the same way that Asaras HaDibros, opening with Anochi, there's that sense of completeness, which also implies that without it, there's nothing. So too, that Parsha Shema, its axiomatic nature is also underscored by the fact that it's structured with Asara. That's the Mechulam. Okay, so Vitzor Shetovin, HaParek HaZal Shel Shema Yisrael Ad Sofo, Vesira hech netku bo dvar v'inyan v'inyan v'kol asor anyan k'nek sar sedibus v'hu. Shetzivonu l'ha'amin b'abori yisbarach b'omu shma yisrael Hashem. V'lo iskavein b'chan b'omu shma l'shem ha'ozen, not the auditory sense, Acheskavein le'emunos halev, k'mosha omar kosev nasev v'nishma. Right, so nishma doesn't mean to listen; it means to understand. V'shamato yisrael v'shamarto lasos. To understand, to accept. And I mean, that usage has trickled down to English also, right? Like, do you hear what I'm saying? Also, it's not necessarily an audiologist who poses that question. You know, do you hear what I'm saying? Even non-audiologists will pose that question. The same usage has trickled down. The chol masha ba'al hadarach hazeh b'loshon shmiya. Lois kavin bo kim laham inu lekabel. V'achrei asher chiyuvanu laha'amin ba'amitas metziyuso, chiyuvanu laha'amin shehu elokeinu, k'mo she'amar elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem elokeinu, v'achar kein, chiyuvanu laha'amin ki hu echad emes, k'mo she'amar Hashem echad. So throughout this paragraph, if you take a look in Rav Kapach's translation, so he's masig on Ibn Tibbon, and where Ibn Tibbon has emuna, so Rav Kapach has yediyah. Take a look in footnote 10 in Rav Kapach's translation, in his edition. He says that Ibn Tibbon translates Ach Hiskavein Le'emunas Halev, which Rav Kapach translated as Kavanoso HaYediyo Ve'eno Nochon. U'b'chlal, b'chol mokom she'b'mokor, the Arabic is Aleph Ayin Tov Kuf Aleph Dalet, Tirgem Emuna Ve'en Ze Nochon. So the emes is, you have the same he'ora in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ibn Tibbon, who translated Chovos HaLevavos, was Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibbon. The one who translated the Rambam was Rabbi Shmuel Ibn Tibbon, his son. So in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Aleph, as we have it, he at Sivoy Shet Sivanu Laha'amin Ho Elokus, Vahu Shanamin Sheyesham Ila Vesiba, Hu Paul Lachol Hanim Tzos, Vu Omer Noche Hashem Lekecha. So Kaya Dua, much has been said about the fact that here in Sefer Mitzvahs it says Shet Sivanu Laha'amin, and that in the beginning of Yisrael the Atara, the Rambam says, that Yisrael for Amar Achav was Leida Sheyesha Motzei Risham. But Reb Chaim Heller, in his edition of the Sefer Mitzvahs, in his note on this, he says, V'omnam beguf ha'aravi k'suva milas, the same word, etakad, right? I don't know how you pronounce it, but Aleph Ayin Tov Kuf Aleph Dal, the same word that we have here in the Chavos HaLevavos, it's the same word here in Sefer Mitzvahs that the Rambam is using. Omnam beguf ha'aravi k'suva milas she'be'emes yesh l'gam muvan da'as v'shapir nuchal l'targem she'itzivanu b'yediyas elokos v'hu sh'neida. So Chaim Heller says that the Koshi Me'ekar Lesser, this whole question of why the Rambam writes l'ham in Sefer Mitzvahs and Leida in Mishnah Torah is Koshi Me'ekar Lesser, Leida is what the Rambam wrote. Lahamin is a translation, but the translation could just as well have been Leida. But Elamai, the pshat is as follows. In Ibn Tibbon, father and son, the pshat is as follows. If you take a look in Sefer Mitzvahs, so in Mitzvah Dalid, so Mitzvah Aleph is, again, the way we have the translation, Asher Tzivanu Laham Min HaLokos, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Beis here, Tzivanu Shetzivanu Be'amunas HaYichud. Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And each time Ibn Tibbon is saying Lahamid Amunas Shanamin, it's that same Arabic word. Mitzvah Dalet Hisha Tzivanu Lahamin Yiraso. And here too, Rav Kappa published the Sefer Mitzvahs with the original Arabic. So here too, it's the same word in Arabic. So, what does lahamin yiraso mean? Right, if you translate lahamin as to believe, so you can't believe fear. You don't believe fear. You can experience fear. You can feel fear. You don't believe fear. So, what does the phrase mean? On the other hand, you don't really know fear either. I mean, you can use that in a different sense of the word, right? You can say that, you know, after such and such an experience, I now know what fear is. But that doesn't mean what it means here. So Leida doesn't really translate here either. So Ibn Tibbon, Ibn Tibbon was very, very conscientious in translating the Rambam. He had great years of cover for the Rambam, and because of that, he was very, very conscientious. So the shaila is, if the Rambam uses the same verb for the mitzvah of Anochi, for the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. So what one verb is there? Let's not choose your favorite language, or else. What one verb is there that fits each of those contexts? I mean, the first two contexts, so Leida works perfectly well, right? Leida Anochi and Leida Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Lahamin would also work. But certainly in light of what the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, so Leida, but again, neither Leida nor Lahamin works for Yiraso, and whatever you're going to say here, it's the same verb. And maybe it has two totally different meanings. I don't know. So, Lechora, what Ibn Tibbon was using Lahamin for, and he thought that people would understand this sense more through the verb of lahamin than leida. But what Ibn Tibbon intends lahamin for is leida, one can, and in some contexts we certainly do use it in this very narrow sense. Leida, I don't know, we know lots of things. We know that it's, we know that 2 plus 2 is 4. We know lots of things. The mitzvah of Anochi is not only to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, but to live without awareness. It's to have this, it's a knowledge which generates an awareness. That's what the mitzvah is. It's an intellectually based awareness. It's an awareness which is the result of knowledge, but not all knowledge generates awareness. I think most of us do not walk around all day thinking that 2 plus 2 is 4. And it's no gay, actually. If you need to buy 4 apples and you have 2, so you start to think how many more apples you need. But when it's not relevant, so we don't necessarily walk around with an awareness. It's okay. It's stored away in our knowledge bank, but it's not an awareness that we live with, and that's what the mitzvah Anochi is. The mitzvah Anochi is not simply to sort of know, and that, you know, if a person is asked, you know, is there a Ribbono Shel Olam, so he says yes, of course there is. I know there is, and I can tell you why I know. Yeah, all that is very, very important. But it's more than that. It's not only that, it's more than that. It's to live with an awareness. Now the Emes says, that's what the Rambam means by Leida in Mishnah Torah. But apparently Ibn Tibbon felt, and I don't think one can justly, that wasn't what people would understand in using the term Leida. And for him, Laha'amin had that sense of something which is, again, not only knowledge, but a knowledge-based awareness, something which is so, a person knows so deeply that it's part of his consciousness and awareness. So if you plug that in, so that plugs into Yira also. Laha'amin, to have this intellectually based awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that expresses itself, that generates Yira Shamayim. So to be masig on Ibn Tibbon, assuming that Lahamin means to believe, Lachor is to misses the point, because that's not how he's using Lahamin. He's using Lahamin again to express this idea. That's clear, because otherwise you can't say Lahamin Yerasa. Lahamin Yerasa just it's nonsensical. It's clear what Ibn Tibbon means by Lahamin. Again, he means an awareness, an intellectually based awareness of Yira. That's what Lahamin Yerasa means. To cultivate, to maintain an intellectually based awareness of Yira. Mustafa, you got that from his father. That's what it means here also. So the gap between what Ibn Tibbon is saying and what Rav Kapach is saying is not... I don't know if there is a gap, because that's the sense in which Lahamin is being used here. Chazal also darshan that Shema means understanding, knowledge, understanding, right? The drash of Shema b'chol lashon she'ata shomea, that's the mokor for the view of Chachamim, that Kriya Shema is na'meres b'chol lashon, also means that Shema doesn't mean... Ha'azen. That doesn't mean to hear in the auditory sense. All right, we'll stop here. We'll put a bit more of the sheet.